Langenberg, Yorkton. It was a major pat on the back for the Blue Beach Band out of Langenberg. The Rock Foursomes album A Dog's Breakfast has been announced as a finalist for Saskatchewan Music Awards in the category of Album of the Year. "We were super surprised," said band member Carter Vosper. "Although it's something we've thought about since we recorded our first album in our parents' basement in 2019, we did not expect it to happen this quickly." The nomination is one Vosper said he thinks might have come because the band is active in the province. "We think it might have to do with the 40-plus Strictly Saskatchewan shows we've played so far in 2022, he offered. "The nomination is one the band hopes means people like what they are doing. We hope it means that people are enjoying what we're doing, and that it leads to further opportunities to pursue our music career," said Vosper. "This year has been full of new accomplishments and experiences for us, and we plan to keep this going with another album and tour this summer with shows all over Canada." The band consists of four Langenberg area players: Eric Vosper from Langenberg on bass, Riley Buckberger from Langenberg on drums, Remy Berthlet from Esterhazy on rhythm guitar and vocals, and Carter Vosper on lead guitar and vocals. The bandmates now reside in Regina. "We formed as a three-piece around 2015 called The Firm, and played for years under that name as a Strictly cover band," explained Carter Vosper. "It wasn't until we added Remy Berthlet that we started writing our own music and changed our name to Blue Beach Band. I think what brought us together was a love for the same music, and all growing up in musical families. We also discovered together that we love entertaining a crowd, and have really been coming out our shells in terms of stage presence since the album's release." Vosper said the band is influenced largely by Canadian music, citing bands such as the Sheepdogs and Peach Pit, as well as a funk band called Wolfpack. "We also love classic Canadian rock bands like the Tragically Hip or the Guess Who," he said. "We play a mix of all these genres, which I would call surf funk rock." As for their music, Vosper usually takes the lead in terms of new material. "I usually come to the band with a song, typically inspired by whatever I'm going through at the time," he said. "Then everyone adds their personal touch and it evolves into something entirely new. With some of the songs, we had lots of time to craft them throughout the lockdown, and others emerged in the studio during the month that we recorded it. The ones that everyone contributes to are usually the best, and I think this next album will feature even more collaboration. So, when the band looks back at their songs to date, which are they most proud of? I'd say we're most proud of the songs on this new album," offered Vosper. "In particular, Not On My Watch, and Those Eyes of Yours have become our favorites to perform live, and they are doing the best in terms of Spotify and Apple Music streams. We still close every show with the first song we ever wrote though, called Do You Wanna Love Me, which has become our crowd favorite. The public is invited to vote on the Album of the Year beginning November 7th, and ending midnight November 16th. Voting will be open via www.saskmusicawards.com. The Blue Beach Band are playing at the Grey Cup Festival on November 19th, at 4 p.m. on the Harvard Media Stage. The band's social media includes Facebook, Blue Beach Band, and Instagram, @BlueBeachBand.